KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking high school volleyball play from last night from Hawkeye 10 Conference action. A triangular last night between Atlantic, Clarinda, and Glenwood saw Atlantic defeat Clarinda 3-2, winning 15-10 in that fifth and decisive match. Also, Glenwood swept a pair. They beat Atlantic and Clarinda both in three straight last night. Also, Red Oak, a 3-game sweep over Lewis Central. Kemper Catholic, 3-2 over Harlan. And Creston, a 3-2 win over St. Albert. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia defeating AHSTW 3 in a row. Missouri Valley swept 3 from Audubon. Tri-Center, 3 straight over IKM Manning, while Underwood had to go the distance to defeat Trainer 3-2. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison, 3-1. Glenn Ralston, a 3-1 winner over Arweva. And Boyer Valley took 3 out of 5 from Woodbine last night. In the Corner Conference, it was Stanton defeating Griswold 3 in a row. East Mills over Sydney, 3 straight. And the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley, beating Southwest Valley 3-1 in girls volleyball play last night. In high school cross country last evening, AHSTW hosting a girl-boy meet over at the Avoca Golf and Country Club. On the boys' side, Missouri Valley, the team champion with 54 points. IKM Manning with 58, the runner-up. Trainer with 96 points was third. Underwood had 98 for fourth. Woodbine, Riverside, Logan Magnolia, St. Albert round out the 8 teams involved. Individually, Cole Dooley of Trainer was the champion with Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning second. Cody Gilpin of Missouri Valley third. Gable Porter of Underwood was fourth. Connor Keller of IKM Manning was fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Breck Boroff of Missouri Valley 6th, Landon Bangden of Woodbine 7th, Will Gutzmer of Missouri Valley 8th, Ben Schroeder of Riverside placing 9th, and Mason Yoakum of Trainer placing 10th in that meet yesterday. On the girls' side, it was AHSTW winning their home meet with 49 points, Logan Magnolia with 53, the runner-up. Trainer with 85 was 3rd, Underwood 4th with 102 points, Audubon, Exira EHK, and Missouri Valley round out the 7 teams. Individually, Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia was the champion with Reese Duncan of St. Albert second, Georgia Paulson of Underwood third, Clara Teagland of Trainer placing fourth, Carly McKeever of St. Albert was fifth. Rest of the top 10, Hannah Tigason of Audubon was sixth, Julia Cook of AHSTW, Holly Heppner of AHSTW, and Chloe Falcona of AHSTW placing 7th, 8th, and 9th, with Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia placing 10th in yesterday's meet. Also in cross-country action, up at the Storm Lake cross-country meet, Trey Gross of Harlan won the boys' race as he was joined also in the top 18 by Mitchell Ruschenberg, his teammate, at number 18. As far as the team standings go, it was Lamar's winning with 38 points. MLC Floyd Valley with 50 was the runner-up. The Harlan squad finishing 7th in that boys' team chase yesterday. On the girls' side, Cherokee's Kristen Agnich was the champion. Harlan's Kaya Beaker was third, and Brecken Van Vale of Harlan placing fourth. Also, Liv Friend of Harlan placing sixth in that meet, with Abby Albertson placing 10th, and that helped to lead Harlan to the team title with 38 points, better than Cherokee's 85 in that meet yesterday. Take a look at individual cross-country rankings this week from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches. Let's start at the larger classes. In 4A, on the boys' side, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson ranks 17th this week. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central is at 18. In 3A, on the boys' side, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 10th. Trey Gross of Harlan, 12th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood ranked 18th. Class 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is ranked 15th, Emma Hughes of Glenwood rated 16th, Kaya Beaker of Harlan 20th, Taylor McCready of Atlantic ranked 26th in this week's poll. Class 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer ranked 10th, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak is 13th. In 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama ranked 7th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 14th, Gwen Steffen of Panorama 19th, and Georgia Paulson of Underwood ranked 21st. In Class 1A boys, the rankings this week include Brett McGee of Tri-Center at number 7, Jaden Dixon of Earlham number 8, Earlham Zach Dixon is 10th, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 14th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning is ranked 15th, Ben Breheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 16th, Trevin Sewer of ACGC ranked 17th, and Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley rated 26th. On the girls' side in Class 1A, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is top-rated, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 6th, Riley Sloss of ACGC ranked 10th, Grace Slater of Audubon ranked 15th, Lily Dixon of Earlham is 16th, Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley is 17th, Duncan Reese of St. Albert 23rd, Kirsten Kanabi of ACGC ranked 24th, and Kyla Corn of Tri-Center rated 27th in this week's list. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans football team was scheduled to head to Woodbine this Friday night, but that game has now been canceled. A letter from Superintendent Trevor Miller says the Exira EHK Community School District has learned that there are 4 individuals in our school district that have been exposed to COVID-19 and have been placed in quarantine for 14 days. Our administrative team and nurses have done an amazing job of reaching out to local public health with contact tracing and have notified the individuals that we know who have been exposed and are using the 14-day quarantine guidance from public health for exposure. He said we're constantly in communication with public health and are following the guidance. The Spartans believe they'll be able to be back in action for their September 25th game at West Harrison Whiting. Woodbine has found another opponent for this week as the Tigers will now host Newell Fonda. The Nottoway Valley Wolverines are searching for a new Week 4 football opponent. The Wolverines game at Ogden, scheduled for this Friday night, has been canceled. Nottoway Valley officials said they're searching for a possible alternate opponent and will announce those details if and when that's possible. The Wolverines are 1-3 on the season so far. This is the second game in the area that's been called off this week. Greene County announced over the weekend that their homecoming game against Des Moines Christian has been canceled, and they're also searching for an alternate opponent. Well, the Atlantic Activities Department has released details on attendance to the Atlantic versus Clarinda football game this Friday that's going to be played now in Glenwood. There'll be no limitations on the number of fans, and tickets will be sold at the gate. There will be some seating requirements and other protocols in place, including a few of those for the spectators. Face coverings are required for all students at all times. Face coverings are expected to be worn by all spectators entering and exiting the facility and when they're moving around. All children, grades K through 8, will be required to sit with their parents. And those in attendance should be watching the game. They're not looking for any social gathering or playing allowed at the Glenwood facility. The admission is $5 per person. Hawkeye 10 passes and Atlantic Community School passes will be accepted as normal, and they would appreciate using exact change at the admissions desk and also at the concession stand. They do ask as well that you social distance while you're there. Well, slow starts are nothing new, and Iowa State will try to battle back from another as the Cyclones get ready to open the Big 12 race. 2 years ago, they rebounded from a 1-3 start and opened 2-2 last year. Cyclones are off this week after a 31-14 loss to Louisiana.
You know, we were sort of in this position last year, starting off the season a little sluggish against UNI, and then obviously the loss against Iowa. And, you know, I think for us, mentally, we've been through this kind of thing, you know, for as much as it hurts to say, we've been through this. And I know for a fact that the guys in our locker room aren't going to give up. None of the leaders are going to give up.
That's ISU quarterback Brock Purdy. He says the focus is on improvement. A tight end Chase Allen is confident the Cyclones will bounce back and says they need to focus on TCU.
No one plans for this and no one wants this to happen, but it's just where we are now. Like, we got to be where our feet are when we're out there, and we got to be where our feet are right now and figure out what it is that we need to get better at. And I can't think of any team that's better set to do that than this one.
The Cyclones will be visiting TCU on September 26th. The University of Wisconsin chancellor says Big Ten football will remain on hold until there are answers to questions about COVID-19 testing and tracing, along with possible long-term heart issues related to the coronavirus. Big Ten leaders are reconsidering a fall season after a weekend of meetings about a plan to begin play as soon as mid-October. Wisconsin Chancellor Rebecca Blank would not predict which way a vote to return to play would go. She says once Big Ten University leaders have their questions and concerns addressed, we will try to plan a delayed season. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Keston Hira and Daniel Vogelbach each homered and drove in 4 runs as the Brewers destroyed the Cardinals 18-3. Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun also provided long balls to support Brett Anderson, who allowed 2 runs over 6 frames. Those 2 teams will play 2 today in Milwaukee. We'll have them for you. 3:15 this afternoon will be the pregame start time for Game 1. Miguel Cabrera homered and doubled as the Tigers beat the Royals 6-0, ending a 3-game skid. Also, the Rays beat the Nationals 6-1, Yankees 20-6 over the Blue Jays. White Sox beat the Twins 8-2. 6-2. Rockies 3-1 over the A's. The Astros beat the Rangers 4-1. Dodgers over the Padres 3-1. Braves beat the Orioles 5-1. Red Sox 2-0 over the Marlins. Phillies beat the Mets 4-1. Cubs over the Indians 6-5. Reds beat the Pirates 4-1. Diamondbacks 9-8 over the Angels. The Giants-Mariners two-game series, scheduled to begin yesterday in Seattle, was postponed due to smoky skies caused by the West Coast wildfires. The teams will be playing today and Thursday at Oracle Park in San Francisco. And Major League Baseball has announced the ballparks that will serve as neutral sites for the upcoming Division Series, League Championship Series, and the World Series. Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, will host the World Series as part of a bubble agreement between MLB and the union. The bubble is designed to minimize exposure to coronavirus. The American League Championship Series will be at San Diego's Petco Park, and the National League at Globe Life, a retractable roof stadium with artificial turf that opened this year. The ALDS will be at Petco Park and Dodger Stadium, while the National League Division Series will play out in Arlington and Houston's Minute Maid Park. The wild card round will be held in the stadium of the top-seeded teams. The playoffs were expanded from 10 to 16 teams due to the shortened regular season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.